Okay, good evening, everyone. In our Halacha Gems learning tonight, we're continuing with the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, and we're going to learn two halachos, two dinim. So the Rambam tells us in Halacha Dalid, in Perek Gimel, let's just say a person has a situation where you have before you, you have a choice. And the choice is whether or not a person should learn Torah or be oisek in a particular mitzvah. So we have a general klal, a general principle. When it's efshur l'kayim shneihem, if it's possible and permissible and able for a person to perform, to engage, to do both of them, then of course a person should. The shaila, of course, only is when it's efshur l'asos shneihem, when it's not possible or permissible or able for a person to do both, the shaila is which one has kadima, which one is first and foremost. And of course we've applied over many discussions, which one comes first based on certain principles, todir v'shenu todir, certain chashivus, it depends if it's a daraisa, derabanan, it's a seshaz magrama, anasei, alosa, there's a lot of different formulas, algorithms, mathematical, religious, Torah algorithms. But here you have a situation which is very poshit, very basic. It says, hayolufonav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. If you have the ability to learn Torah, shtag with a chavrusa, or you have a particular mitzvah that you're oimid on, you have an opportunity to do. So it's im efshal le mitzvah la asos al yedei acherim. If it's possible for that particular mitzvah, for it to be performed, to be done by somebody else, by acherim, so then the din is, you have to understand what this means, to what extent Talmud Torah is so choshev, lo yafsik talmuda, a person does not interrupt his learning. You might have a real cheshik for that mitzvah. You want a real desire to that, do that mitzvah. But so great, as we learned last night, Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. You have to do a little bit of a shikul adas, which means kol zman that you know or realize that somebody else can do it. It's efshur al yedei acherim. So you do not pause. You do not stop your learning. Now, obviously, vim lav yasa mitzvah, if that's not possible, and there's nobody else that can do it, so then, in that situation, yasa mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, v'yachzor l'talmudo, then goes back to his learning, his Torah, and he knows that it's going to be like in the sugya, it's a maton al manas l'achzir, not actually or exactly, but you're going to go back to it. So therefore, since you're going to go back to it, fine. Because at the end of the day, it's learning al manas lasos. We learn Torah to do it. So even though, as we learned, that it's not that the maisa takes precedence over the learning, because the learning brings the al yidei maisa. But if you have only a choice and nobody else is able to do it, so of course you have to do the maisa, you have to do the deed. You don't want to miss it. You can go back to the learning, you're just not necessarily going to be able to go back to the maisa. Noting, though, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that of the questions after 120 that a person is asked, were you koveitim l'toira? Did you set specific times in your day, vagisa b'yoyimam v'layla, both during the day and during the evening to study Torah? So you have to understand, since that's true, says the Rambam in Halacha Hey, that tchilas dino shel adam, that at the very beginning of the judgment and the scrutiny of a person, that's achamei avesim, it could be that it's in the middle of a person's life, during a person's life, so the din is, eina nidan ela ala talmud. First, the person is determined and is scrutinized and is judged on how much seriousness, how much rigor, how much you were koveh itim l'tayra. Did you take Torah seriously? V'achakach al shar ma'asav. You should know that yes, of course we're going to be judged on our deeds, our misdeeds, the failed opportunities, the things that of course we did that were in the world of milas chasadim. But you have to remember, says the Rambam, first and foremost is the din of Torah, of limud ha-Torah, l'fichach. And so therefore, omru chachamim, the rabbis teach us, the sages advise, la'olam yasuk adam b'Torah, that a person has to be oisik in Torah, Torah learning, as we understood, as we learned in the Hashkafa Gems this morning, in the Urchas Tzadikim, that a person has to be oisik in Talmud Torah lishma. The famous Maisa, the Gemara, Yerushalmi and Chagiga, the Medrash, Elisha ben Avua, and his father, and why it was that he was interested in his son, Elisha, being oisik in Talmud Torah, because of what happened to Sudas Bris. And even that, because it wasn't with an altruistic lishma, look what happened. Became echad me'aminim. So we see that to what extent it's lishma. It has to be lishma. But if that is not the case, how a person is going to be always lishma, so the Urchas Tzadikim, here the Rambam, of course, cites this as well, the Gemara Pesachim. Nonetheless, I feel that this case wouldn't be that it's lishma, shalom lishma, a person should be nonetheless yasak adam etayra filo shalom lishma, because as Maimon Chazal teaches, shemitech lo lishma bo lishma, because even though it might not initiate lishma for the sake of limud ha-Torah, you shlepzach yourself inside the Beis HaMedrash, it'll become then lishma. You'll understand the reason why we learn Torah. So we schlep ourselves in, and we do it, but we appreciate the value of Limud HaTorah, the expertise of what Limud HaTorah is, and the way of living, which also obviously brings about, not just in and of itself, the greatness of learning, but also what it brings about in the maisim, in the ways for which we live our lives. I'll stop here and continue with Talmud Torah.